Hey y'all, what's up? It's Friday, so I'm gonna keep it black, but I'm gonna keep it brief. Ooh, they not gonna like this one. Hey, tell like it is. So I just wanna talk to y'all today about this thing called massage noir. Tell it. This is for black men to hear, for black women to feel heard, and for white people to pay attention to in their endeavors toward anti-racism so they can better understand intersectionality. We're listening. See, massage noir is a specific type of sexism black women experience, or what Moya Bailey refers to as the specific hatred, dislike, distrust, and prejudice directed toward black women. Now we can talk about this subject any day of the year, but it hits different during Black History Month, okay? Hello, somebody. You see, earlier this week, I posted a reel about Joanne Robinson, the woman who was the actual brains and bras behind the Montgomery bus boycott, not Dr. King, like most of us believed or inferred from our civil rights movement lessons in grade school. And while I was just redirecting credit to give credit where it was due, somehow black men still found a way to respond negatively, saying I was disrespecting Dr. King's legacy, or that the women involved were irrelevant because obviously Dr. King was needed to pull it off. Now the civil rights movement was male dominated in terms of representation, largely in part due to respectability politics. What many conveniently forget is that respectability politics are inherently sexist and thus left many women on the back burner or in the shadows of the movement, like Mary Louise Smith. Who? Oh, just one of the many women who got arrested for refusing to give up their seat on the Montgomery bus before Rosa Parks and Claudette Colvin. Yeah, my girl Ella Baker just said, don't even worry about me. But y'all wasn't gonna do that anyway. And y'all wasn't gonna do that anyway because that's just how y'all are. Massage noir has not only resulted in black women not getting credit. Massage noir has also let a lot of black men get away with doing a lot of things to black women. Make it plain. And my thing is, if y'all are upset about us taking some of these wrongfully bestowed flowers and giving them to the women that deserve them, ooh, they not gonna like it. Girl, just say it. They're gonna be mad at me for this one. Well, that's too damn bad.